Glaxo yesterday after the announcement was made. That means all of the Port Fairy facility in Victoria, the processing facility, and all of their assets in Tasmania, the poppy growing assets, the poppy receival and cleaning division at La Trobe. So all of those assets, which are deemed to be non-core business by GSK, have been sold to Sun Pharmaceutical of India.
I understand that Glaxo has been looking to sell its opiates division for some time. Why this deal now, at this time?
That's something you'd need to put to Glaxo, Rosemary, but it's been rumoured that it's been for sale because it has been non-core business. But Glaxo's been very, very good to Tasmania. They were the pioneers of the poppy industry here in the 60s, and through its various iterations of Glaxo Allenbury, Glaxo Wellcome, Glaxo SmithKline, it's been a fantastic relationship that we've had, but they haven't been vertically integrated, and no doubt that's what has brought about this sale. And now for that narcotic division of Glaxo now to go to a vertically integrated company which has access to the very large Indian market, but also has two manufacturing facilities, as I understand it, at least two in the United States. So it has a very big presence in the United States, and this is very positive for the long-term future of the Australian opiate industry and particularly Tasmania.
You've expressed concerns, though, about the drop in demand for opiates in North America. So how much risk is there for Tasmanian growers?
I don't think you'll see anything in the real short term, the immediate term. What we're looking at now is a consolidation of the industry, particularly when you can becoming vertically integrated, that they will be now from growing the product in the paddock, i.e. the poppy, and then going into dosage form at the top end. The US market, as we understand it, is still remaining flat, but it will pick up. And the long term, we're looking at medium to long term future. It does give poppy growers and the President and myself a great deal of confidence in the future of this industry.
You've spoken about the medium and long term and the transition being business as usual. Your expectations that there could be cuts to area for poppy growers this year, does this takeover change that scenario?
I don't think so. I don't think the sale of the business to another operator at that won't change the dynamics of the demand at this particular time. It may change those dynamics over time, and as the market then regains momentum, as demand improves, particularly in the United States and other parts of the world. The short term is what it is, Rosemary. It is that demand there has been a slowdown purely through a regulatory mechanism of the United States, something that they needed to do with the overprescribing of prescription drugs. But that flattening out will ease over the next year or so. Well, we'll learn more about that in Vienna so we can get a better handle on it. We live in this market that it is dynamic in many ways, and in other ways it is a regulated market. So we'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. But this sale and the purchase by Sun Pharma won't have an impact on demand in the immediate term for next season, I wouldn't imagine. As I said, it is a very positive outcome for the Tasmanian poppy industry, in our belief.